Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah! Hockman and Crowder dance party with a little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hey! Let's I go. Love it.
Crank it up.
Let this groove. Move. It's all right.
All right.
All right.
You the lead, Hawk. I'm back up.
Let me give you the stock market report, sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Dow Jones, basically no movement. It was up 9 points, which is nothing. S&P 500 was down less than a point, so even more nothing. And the NASDAQ was down 20 points, so not even a quarter of a percent. So not much action on Wall Street today. This hour, we'll get to 15 minutes of heat. We'll celebrate Bam Adebayo a little bit, a man who should be in the All-Star game, but it remains to be seen if he will or will not. We'll get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana, and we'll do a little cat talk as well. In fact, why don't we start with cat talk, Solana? You have any ice hockey sounds? Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I am drinking a Celsius Sparkling Fuji Apple Pear, and it is delicious. So thank you, Celsius.
Yeah, they're special.
George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, I said this a couple times today, but he did tweet out, it was not the result the Florida Panthers ultimately wanted, but getting a point out of Pittsburgh wasn't the worst thing in the world. I made my case for that earlier in the show. This one is fascinating. Andy Slater tweeted out, the Florida Panthers scored 6 goals on Tuesday night and lost. The only other time that's happened in franchise history was 22 years ago in Columbus. So normally, when you score 6 goals, you're going to win the game. They did not, but you can't win them all. And like I said, getting a point out of last night on the second night of a back-to-back in Pittsburgh, tough to play there. You've got Alex Lyon in net, and Sid the Cross is doing his thing. You're happy to get out of there with a point. So Panthers will be home Friday night, taking on the L.A. Kings. Friday night, L.A. Kings at Sunrise. That is your cat talk. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Let us get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. What should I start with? Some Dolphins news, some scores.
Probably Bam, even though we're going to do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. He's worthy of the top story.
He is 30 and 15 last night. Put the team on his back.
Yeah.
And they beat the Celtics 98 to 95. They were down double digits. They were down 10 with 8 minutes and change left in the fourth quarter. And then the Heat went on a 15-0 run, held the Celtics scoreless for 5 minutes and 5 seconds, And then Bam hits the game-winning bucket with about 22 seconds remaining in the game.
Hello? It's raining outside, too. I was like, uh-oh. He got trouble. Bam's a monster, man.
Hello? That was funny.
Next time I'm saying it with more bass in my voice. I wasn't proud of that one.
Hello?
Hello? Just, y'all there?
Just me alone in a hotel room. Hello?
I don't know. Hawk, I don't know if you have this plan for 15 minutes of heat. So if you do, just stop me here.
All right.
But did you see yesterday the clip that went viral with the heat? Jimmy Butler ends up being a late scratch.
He gets I did not plan this for 50 minutes, so go ahead.
So he gets I think, lower back tightness during the shoot-around before the game. So Jimmy Butler, a late scratch, about 45 to an hour right before the game. And there's a kid who showed up to the game. He has I think he's there with his mom or maybe his older sister, and they have an Argentina flag, and they have a poster that says, I flew 4,400-plus miles.
From Argentina.
It's
a young boy.
To watch you play Jimmy Butler. Can I get a photo or some Big Face Coffee, which is Jimmy's coffee company? And TNT, the broadcast was on national TV, actually caught the moment where it appears he's being told, even though I did some behind-the-scenes digging here.
Oh, really?
It appears he's being told by a member, one of the ushers at the arena, that Jimmy Butler's not playing.
Because he lowers his head and he kind of buries his head in his hands. It hits him like, wow, he's really not going to be out there tonight.
Now, I went up to that usher because it just so happens that same usher is the usher at my section where I sit. And I have a relationship with him. Just, hello, how's it going? I see him almost every day. And I showed him the video and I asked him, what did you tell the kid? He said, I didn't tell him anything about Jimmy Butler. I just told him, they don't have the wristbands to be where they're at right now.
I think, though, it was his mom that told him it. The usher's a man, right?
Right. The usher.
The usher said something, and he didn't seem to respond to it. The mom then leaned in and said, I think it was the mom that said, Jimmy's not playing tonight.
Regardless, the kid looks crushed. It goes viral before the game. The Heat make do during the game. They get him a Jimmy Butler jersey, a basketball. Today, the kid and his family got a tour around Miami-Dade Arena into the Heat's locker room and got to spend a few hours or a couple minutes with Jimmy Butler. The Heat posted it out.
There is a great picture of Jimmy Butler. I saw Josh Moser, the sports reporter, tweet out a picture. Jimmy Butler, I mean, he's standing at half court on the court. The kid, he's with the kid. The kid looks like he's crying. I mean, it's just Jimmy Butler is such a cool dude, and the Heat are such a great organization. But that's one of the, you know, again, when we had Clay on yesterday and I said, you know, when we found out all the Celtics weren't going to be playing, I'm like, it's such a bummer what's going on. This kid got memories of a lifetime, though. And I'm telling you, Jimmy Butler saw that story on social media and said, get this kid to the arena today because I'm going to give him a special afternoon. And I just another reason to love Jimmy Butler and the Heat, by the way.
Oh, 100%. And the Heat will always do stuff like this, which they really reach out. And I know Barry Jackson doesn't like it, but they really do enjoy kids. So for it to be, you know, for them to do this and Jimmy to do this was great. The funny thing, though, at Solana, for a kid to spend a few hours and then a couple minutes with Jimmy, that's a big difference, bro.
Well, I don't know how long the meeting was between them, but I imagine
Somewhere between a couple minutes and a couple hours.
Right. Yeah.
He got to spend a few hours, a couple minutes with Jimmy Butler. Oh,
there was a great tweet last night. Did you see the Heat's tweet after the win last night?
Unbelievable.
So had you seen the Dallas Cowboys tweet? Did you see that, Crowder, when the Cowboys lost on Sunday? They tweeted out, you know, kind of, we did enough to win, but we, you know, made self-inflicted mistakes, something along those lines.
So silly.
It was a link to their website, a story about the game.
Right. And so the Heat last night, after they won, tweeted out, Celtics gave away the ball 17 times in a narrow loss to the Heat in a matchup the Celtics had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds. It is such a great tweet by the Heat. It is so, it's just clever on a million different levels. So
yeah.
There you go.
Silly.
There's your 15 minutes of Heat. I'll play some stuff for you in the next segment. What else you got in the headlines?
Canes hoops, big win last night, blew out FSU, ends their 9-game losing skid to FSU. Isaiah Wong and Nigel Pack each had 18. 3-game road trip and Saturday in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I was going to ask Joe Zagacki in the last hour if he went to Whataburger while he was up in Tallahassee, but then it got so awkward at the end there, I just had to have you disconnect him.
Plus, we found out how many bites it takes him to eat a hot dog.
Podcast. That's your podcast lead, or that'll be a blog story?
I believe so.
All right. Remember when Mark Richt explained how to eat a sandwich at ACC Media Days?
Yes.
You remember when that went viral, Solana?
I don't know if I was part of the show then.
No, I think you were. But, I mean, it went viral. It wasn't us. He explained how to eat a sandwich.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Huh.
I remember his love for cheese balls is something we gravitate towards.
That is true. We did.
We did.
The Panthers, tough one last night, as you just mentioned. They host the Kings on Friday night here at FLA Live.
All right, very good. And then a week from Friday, Crowder and I will broadcast live. I think Solana's going to come with us, too. He doesn't want to be here working the board. He wants to be where the glitz and glamour is. A week from Friday, we will be at FLA Live Arena, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, by the way. We will be there for All-Star Weekend. That Friday night is the skills competition. We're going to do our show from 2 till 6, you know, as everybody's getting ready for the skills competition. And then you'll have it that night. And then you have the All-Star game on Saturday, a week from this Saturday.
That's cool. I can't
Very
wait.
Very cool. Yep.
Tyreek Hill is a finalist for the NFL's Associated Press Offensive Player of the Year Award.
And you know what this Saturday is? A week from Saturday is as well. It's not just the NHL All-Star Game. You know what a week from Saturday is?
The Funky Buddha Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival.
You are correct. You have passed the test.
Oh, I love it.
Vic Fangio, our guy Fangs.
Fangs.
He's scheduled to, or was scheduled to, interview today for the Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator position.
We're assuming he did, right? I mean, we have no reason to believe that he didn't.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Right.
But yeah.
Let me see what Adam Schefter has to say.
Is it possible Mike McDaniel would show up late to that?
Always shows up late to our press conferences. Oh, they have some video of, I'm just looking at Adam Schefter's feed here, Patrick Mahomes walking out of his Wednesday press conference, no walking boot, and he seems to be walking just fine.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
But this is the funny thing. I also saw some video of him running. There's a difference between jogging around a practice field and scrambling away from gigantic defensive ends.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But you know that it's bad if you can't even walk out of the press conference well. Like, then you know you can't get away from defensive ends.
Yes, I'm with you.
And he practiced today, by the way, Mahomes. That was made official by Andy Reid that he was going to practice.
This is an interesting question. David Fironis from the Sun Sentinel answering Dolphins fans' questions on Twitter. Has Tua been cleared to play in the Pro Bowl? Knowing Mahomes or Burrow will be in the Super Bowl, he is the next man up. I personally hope he is and isn't robbed of the opportunity. David Fironis tweets, I've thought of this myself. With the team eliminated, we're no longer getting the Tua status updates. I don't think the NFL has a different return-to-play protocol for the Pro Bowl, but you ask me, clearing phase 4 should be enough to play flag football.
I'm with him there.
Would that be wild, though, if he got a concussion in a flag football game? I mean, that would be a story.
That would end his career.
That would be it. You're right.
I've been on this other side. If he gets it in a flag game, yeah, Hawk, hang it up.
That would be it. You know, it'd be funny. He comes out for the flag football game with one of those giant helmets on. No one's wearing helmets at all, and he's got the giant helmet on.
Would love it.
You know, if they wanted to have a little fun with head injuries at the Pro Bowl. I'm just throwing it out there. It's not
Let's run that past Roger Goodell before we, you know, put that
release. Yeah, good idea.
Finally, guys, Justin Bieber, the Biebs, he sold his share of the rights to his music to Capital for a reported $200 million.
That is correct. I was thinking about that. I saw that story today. So I think that's a great move by Justin Bieber because, you know, guys like, say, Mick Jagger or Rod Stewart, they're stars, you know, in their 30s, 20s. And then they're still stars when they get into their 70s and 80s even. And so maybe they hold on the rights to their catalog and then, you know, make $500 million when they decide to sell it all. I don't think Bieber's got the staying power of one of those guys, right? So why not cash in now for $200 million, your publishing rights? And, you know, I'm not saying that he's going to be, you know, a nobody and playing a Dania Highlai in front of 30 people, you know, 30 years from now. But I don't know if he'll have the staying power, say, of a rock and roller like the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, or Rod Stewart, you know, late into his 70s. What do you think?
I'm with you on that, with that concept. I'm true. He's not like, my grandkids aren't going to say, hey, grandpa, you've heard that Bieber? Like, I'm with you on that concept, like we do the Beatles and things like you're saying. But also, Hawk, musicians fight so much for their masters,
right,
and all this stuff. Why is it? Why does, perfect example, why the hell does 2 Chainz go back and buy his masters? Like, why do these second-tier rappers want it so much? Because I don't think my grandkids are going to ask me about 2 Chainz either. It means so much to them. I don't know if it's nostalgic or if it means, like, it's more emotional than financial, but for some reason, all these musicians want their damn masters,
right,
and want their catalog.
I agree with you because they don't want to lose the right, and I don't know what the deal is for Justin Bieber. They don't want to lose the rights to their music because then it gets placed in a commercial without their knowledge of it and they don't have any say in it. But 2 Chainz, I'm guessing, is not offered $200 million for his masters. So it probably makes more sense for him financially to control them. You know, Bieber's in a different stratosphere. So, if he's offered $10 million, well, it makes more sense for him to control his music. If he's offered $200 million, then it's probably worth selling it.
Yeah, and how much could he make? Could he make $200 million off his music by himself?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Maybe it's because I grew up when he exploded onto the scene. Mm-hmm. But, like, Crowder, I think you're way off. I'm not going to tell you he's Rod Stewart 30 years from now, but, bro, Justin Bieber, maybe not now because he's not making music right now, at one point was easily hottest artist.
That's not what I'm saying, though. I'm talking about someone who is hot in their 20s and 30s and is still going to be performing in their 60s, 70s, maybe even the 80s, like Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger. Taylor Swift will be. Her music is conducive to it. Madonna still is. She just announced another tour. I don't think Justin Bieber has that kind of staying power with his music. That's my guess.
I do, but again, I grew up literally as he exploded onto the scene, and I was in middle school and high school, and that's what everybody was listening to. And then even a decade later, his last 2 albums, all of them hit number 1 on the Billboard charts. Like, everybody my age, millennials and even younger, they love Justin Bieber. Love Justin
again,
Bieber.
Again, I'm not arguing that there are people who love 2 Chainz. Like, I'm not arguing that.
I don't think they're like, I think Justin Bieber's in the category of a Taylor Swift. I think he's in that category of some of the top artists in the last.
Put this on the circle back list, and in 2053, we're gonna find out the answer to this.
Perfect.
Definitively.
Perfect.
2063.
Like, you know what this is? Who's the old the corpse you just went and watched?
I've seen so many of them. I saw Steve Miller Band. Barry Manilow.
So, Solana, you're saying, like, how Hawk goes to see Barry Manilow at 90, you'll go see Justin Bieber at 90?
Yeah, I'll go see Justin Bieber at 90.
Come on.
It's a good example because he filled an arena. He's 79, Barry Manilow. He filled FLA Live Arena. Yeah. You came with your girlfriend. Your dad came. I went. Like, that spans a lot of eras. I just don't see that. And again, I'm too old to have appreciated Justin Bieber anyway, so maybe I'm wrong. I'm
not even the biggest Justin Bieber fan.
Ah, it sounds like you are.
But to say that he doesn't span different generations, I think that's way off. I could be wrong here, but like I would put him in that same category as Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Like just being a mega superstar, mm-hmm. he still is, and he's still popular
in pop
culture.
I'm not saying
he's
not, yeah.
He could, if he does a stadium tour right now, it sells out in
2 minutes. But I'm not arguing today. I'm arguing 40 years from
now. But you're talking about staying power. Somebody who hasn't made music in maybe 3 or 4 years, if they announced a tour right now and it would sell out in seconds.
But you do understand the difference between 3 years and 40.
Yes. But,
okay, I'm not arguing what he would do today because I'm with you. He would sell out stadiums today.
And I'm saying that because he would sell out stadiums in such a quick fashion – I think it's a testament to what would happen 20, 30, 40 years down the line. People from that are my age would still love him 30 years from now.
I got you. But I would disagree with you. I could probably come up with a million examples of people who sold out stadiums, say, in the 70s and 80s and are playing Dania Highlight. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it happens all the time. Gin blossoms.
You know, don't know that. You know, honestly, just listening to y'all go back and forth, it's Justin Bieber, and I don't know his decision, but it's him not betting on that in 40 years he'll be that guy.
Or maybe betting that he'll have even more hits. Like, he's not selling his future stuff. It's just the current stuff.
Oh, so I'm going to get rid of these puppy tracks to make real
right.
tracks.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm.
These are great. This is how, you know, because I always say you can never get people to agree. The Kendall Toyota text line, you can never get people to agree whether it's Tua or Spoelstra or whatever. These are back-to-back texts. Hey, Hockman, I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, but I don't think you're paying enough attention to this dude. This dude is one of the all-time great-selling artists. Followed by this text. Solana, bro. Nobody is going to see Justin years from now. Kid sucks now, and I'm younger than you. So it seems like we have a unanimous decision on the text line.
We'll circle back. 2053, Hawk.
I'm in.
Here.
Leave me a message on my grave as to how it turned out.
You don't think you'll be alive?
We'll play Justin Bieber by you.
You don't think you'll be alive in 2053?
No, 2053 I will be alive. I won't know what anything you're saying. You'll be like, remember the Justin Bieber argument?
I'll
go, ha? Are you here to clean under my flaps?
And Crowder, that'll be like 90% of the Barry Manilow audience from two
there
Fridays
was
ago.
No joke. I don't even know if we told you this, Crowder. No joke, because we were in a suite, two suites down from us. How often do you see this at a concert? A suite full of nuns. Am I lying, Solana?
A suite full of nuns.
A suite full of nuns. Old nuns. I don't know if they make young nuns. Every time I see them, they're old. It shows you what kind of audience Manilow brings out. A suite. It was their one night out. They went to the Manilow concert.
They got out of the church and head out to see Ben.
And also makes you wonder where your donations every Sunday morning are going. They got a suite for the Manilow concert.
Aren't they supposed to live a little bit lower than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, a suite? Come on, sister.
Material thing,
right,
sister.
How about the 400 level, sister? Closer to God.
Sister. Like Hulk Hogan. There you go, sister.
I went to Catholic school, and you're so right. No young nuns.
I don't think you're allowed, right?
No young nuns.
Yeah. No young woman wants to live that way. They got to enjoy life
right.
when they do that.
And then when you get it all out of your system, you're like, all right, I'll become a nun.
Yeah. I know y'all know some saved people that you knew 10 years ago. You're what now, huh? You're going to church. They let you in?
Right. Wink, wink. Sure you are.
Your weather.
Shoot me a dime bag. What'd you say, sister?
Your weather is sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MOORE. Right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s or 60s or, no,
who cares?
That's your weather.
All right.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's a different energy when we get in there. One of our fans, and around the fourth, they play the, what's the song? Papayas? Papayas?
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lowry, left-hand dribble, fires it to Highsmith and flips it to Lowry. He catches, leaves it for Bam for a lovely cram sandwich on the right side of the rim. Lowry, along the top of the arc, flips it into Bam. He goes quick, puts it up on Cornet. Got it to go. A power push with the right hand on the left-hand side. Backs back to Tyler. Bounce pass to Bam. Dives in, flips it up. Right past Tatum for two. Bam's got 23. Highsmith, a chest-to-chest scenario with Tatum. He puts his shoulder down, spins into the Heat defense, misses everything. Bam knocks it away into the hands of Benson. Kicks it to Bam. He corrals it, gets up, throws it down with authority right on top of Derek White's melon. Tyler with the rock, calling for Bam. Bam wrestling with Williams. He kicks it to Bam, jumper from the free throw line, then rips the net out of Bio with 27.
I'm not going to respect him. You're going to give him that shot? Okay.
Bam comes up, sets a screen right, slips it. Double team on Tyler. Got it to Bam. Bam. Jumper from the free throw line. Splash! He's got 30. 0.6 remain. Heat up 98-95. White trying to get it in bounds. He does. Got it to Pritchard. Three ball at the buzzer. Misses everything but the outside of the net. This one belongs to the Heat. Fighting back from a double-digit deficit once again for victory.
That little jumper from the free throw line at the end was a money shot from Bam. You heard it there. Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert on the call from the Miami Heat audio experience. It is time for 15 Minutes of Heat, presented by Broward Health. Broward Health, celebrating 85 years of service to our community. Then, now, forever, Broward Health. He did a good job putting together a montage during our show, didn't he, Crowder?
That was crazy. That was awesome. Solana, good job, brother.
Look at you, man.
That was done before the show.
No, sir. No chance. I saw you working on that computer every time I looked through the glass. Don't try to pull the wool over my eyes.
The liar.
Let's listen to Bam after the game. So after the game, he was asked if if his play last night was because it was a national audience and it was a little showcase for him for the All-Star game. And he had a little different answer than that.
And then I know whenever you're asked about your All-Star case, you're quick to talk about winning first. But just given that this is a nationally televised game, 30 and 15, was there any extra motivation tonight to kind of make a statement?
Nah, it was the rivalry. You know, they booted us in the East Conference Finals last year. So, I mean, I feel like a lot of guys on our team carry that.
The good answer, man. Nah, it wasn't about me. It was about the team. A little payback.
You know what? That's one of the reasons why he's not as popular, those nice, pleasant answers.
That is true. Yep. That is true. Here's Haywood Highsmith. He was asked about having Bam Adebayo as a teammate.
I've been seeing Bam put the work in the summer and the offseason, so you know I knew it was coming. You know, he's been a killer all season for us, and you know we go as far as he takes us. You know, one of the best centers in the NBA, and he's definitely an all-star this year. So, you know, when I'm on the court with him, I definitely just see, you know, his will and his power just to you know, will us to a win, you know, not only offensively but defensively as well. You know, he's a two-way guy, so, you know, it's not really a matchup the Celtics have for him tonight. So he was definitely just getting in his bag and, you know, definitely killing it.
Here is Tyler Hero talking about Bam.
I mean, obviously his confidence is at an all-time high, but, you know, I think more than ever we're finding him, you know, getting him the ball. That's really an emphasis for our team to get Bam in the pocket. Especially, you know, when I'm coming off the pick and roll, just trying to make the right play. But, you know, he's been taking steps every single year, you know, since I've gotten here on the offensive end. And, you know, he's just, I mean, he really has no ceiling for his offensive skill set and continue to get better.
And finally, here is Eric Spoelstra saying what we're all thinking. Bam should be an all-star.
Certainly, I'm rooting for it. I thought he should have been an all-star last year. There's really no reason he shouldn't have been an all-star last year. He missed 5 weeks. So what? He was playing at an all-star level. You know, there's been other guys that have missed a month or 5 weeks and still got in. It's deserving, you know, and that's not really my nature, you know, to go out and campaign. I just think he's an all-star. And, you know, he showed it tonight. And, you know, thankfully it was a big win. It was on TV. I hope people notice.
I would think people noticed last night because it was a TNT game. You know, again, the question is there going to be roster space for him? His play merits it, but I don't know all the machinations that are going to take place. And I don't know how popular he is amongst players and coaches. You know what I mean? And when I say popular, I mean, I don't mean like disliked. I just mean, you know, where they go, yeah, that's one of the top front court players in the league. I wonder how he's thought of.
Yeah, and I always go back to when KD was, you know, talked about him and just praised the heck out of him in some interview, but also KD's not everybody. So are the other centers in the league, who is like Jokic and Embiid, when they're coming to Miami, they're like, damn, I got to deal with, you know, I got to deal with Bam tonight. I don't know how they feel. They've never talked about it.
Yeah, I wonder, Solana, like I wonder what the reputation is amongst other players and other bigs as well when they have to go up against him.
It's probably more on the defensive end, like, damn, this guy hustles. He's right everywhere on the floor. Nobody as a defender probably before this season was like, oh, no, I have to try to contain Bam Adebayo. But, guys, last night it was and he's going up against Robert Williams III, who last year everybody said was the Bam stopper. Right, Crowder, you said it. Like, Bam last year shied away from going at him. You can't deny it anymore. The dude is a really, really good offensive player, and he's right now the best two-way player on the Heat.
He was everything you needed him to be yesterday. Jimmy's not playing. Mm-hmm. Like, he was everything you needed him to be.
And that's the thing. We've argued that in the past. When he has to be the guy, does he want to be the guy? This year, if he has to be or not, he wants to be the guy. And that I hope this is the step that he's made, because this has been critical of this of that concept for about 2-3 years now.
And it was emphatic last night. So the Heat up next. It's Friday night against Orlando, Solana, or is there a game tomorrow?
Friday night against Orlando. They end their 3-game homestand. They're 2-0 on it, by the way. And then it's 4 games on the road.
All right, so let's get it. Didn't Orlando just beat Brooklyn or someone?
No, they beat
Boston?
Celtics.
Yeah.
They've beaten the Celtics three times this season.
Strange.
Crazy. Doesn't make any sense.
Very strange.
Three times.
All right, there you go. 15 minutes of heat. We are moving along here on the Hockman and Crowder Dance Party on this Wednesday, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hockin' Crowder Show.
I came to La Havana. They wanted me to play double nines. I played double sixes. I told them if I played double sixes, I'm winning. I won. Dolly.
Hock and Crowder.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I cannot believe out of nowhere you're playing Cheap Trick. You never play Cheap Trick on this show. That's Dream Police from Cheap Trick, correct?
It was, yeah.
How did you pick Cheap Trick? Because I talked about them today to Len, our boss. Did he mention the band?
No, he didn't.
How strange is that?
Is it?
I mean, I've never talked about Cheap Trick in 10 years, 20 years. You've never played them. What possessed you today?
I don't know.
Isn't that odd?
You know, that happened to me earlier this week where I saw online a dog tore an ACL. And I just happened to mention it to my girlfriend as a joke, like, haha, look, dogs tear their ACLs too. The very next day, my sister's dog tore two ACLs. The very next day.
How do they... Huh. Interesting.
It's a family thing. What do y'all drink over
it's
there?
It's not a family thing. It's not a family thing. It's her dog, first of all.
What kind of kibble are you all eating? Because you seem to have weak ACLs. Cheap Trick is...
Change your AC filter.
Cheap Trick is coming to Hard Rock Live. And every now and then... I will ask, you know, my connection at Hard Rock Live, hey, can you get me a couple of tickets to so-and-so? But I always make sure it's an old person's band that no one else is asking for. Because when Bruce Springsteen is coming, I don't ask for comp tickets because that's not right. So I'm always asking for Steve Miller Band or Hall & Oates, you know, and I saw Cheap Trick was coming. And so I sent her an email, said, keeping with my streak of, you know, old people bands, I'd like to go see Cheap Trick if there's a couple extras laying around. I would imagine you guys don't know many Cheap Trick songs.
Mm-mm. No? Know how to pull my thumb off my hand for kids.
That is a Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find that song so long? It's so strange to me.
I feel like you forget I worked 2 years with Big O.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I have a whole archive of Lime, I opened up the show today with Lime.
Great reference. I didn't even know that was Lime when you opened the show.
I have six Lime songs.
That is so perfect. That is great. That is really funny. That is a Miami act right there, Lime. I'm guessing you didn't know them till you started working with Big O?
Right. I had never heard of Lime. And
certainly not Cheap Trick.
Never heard of Cheap Trick.
I want you to want me. I want you to want me. I need you to need me. Oh, we got to write that down for DBJ. Put that on the DBJ list. Cheap Trick, I want you to want me. It's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Damone is trying to talk one of the guys into buying Cheap Trick tickets.
It's in 10 Things I Hate About You, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. I think we covered a lot here on the Hockman and Crowder Dance Party on a Wednesday. We are very close to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, which is going to be special fun because it's Dance Party Wednesday. Maybe the Hockman and Crowder Dance Party is just a Wednesday thing. Instead of making the entire show the Hockman and Crowder Dance Party, maybe it's Dance Party Wednesday.
Yes. Okay. I like that, too. And then everybody thinks, like, the hump day, it's so bad. Oh, we're right in the middle. We're making it a party.
Right. It's a dance party. I mean, who doesn't love a dance party? All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.